My friend's name is Melissa Mottenbacher. She's here in the studio with me right now. And God moved on her in a very powerful way this past year. And it all began with the Asbury revival. And when we just left you a little bit ago, and you told us that the very first day, God just was stirring, and everywhere you went, you saw signs from Holy Spirit telling you, I love you. I have a plan. I want to teach you stuff. I have something very special for you. What happened when you finally arrived?
Yes. So when I arrived there in Wilmore, Kentucky, I remember parking my car, and I remember opening the door of my little rental car Jeep, and I remember putting my foot down on the ground, and I heard the Holy Spirit, not an audible voice, just knowing that I know you're standing on holy ground. And in my heart, in mind, I wanted to get into the main auditorium, and they had it closed off for students. So I went into the overflow room, and in the overflow area, and I looked around, and I was wrestling with God. Like, I just put everything on hold and came here, and now I'm in the overflow room. Like, I want to get into Hughes Auditorium. And but I sat down in the overflow in the building across the street, and they had the piped in up on the screens. They had the revival going on, what was from across the street. And I looked to my right and my left, and everybody was sitting. And everything within me wanted to stand to worship and to praise the Lord. But everybody was sitting. And I sat there, and I waited and I waited. And I felt again the Holy Spirit nudge me in my heart and say, if you want others to take a stand for me, then you need to take a stand. So there, I stood up to begin to worship, and it was the most incredible, powerful worship, even in the overflow. The atmosphere, people were so hungry, they were thirsty for God, they were beyond hungry. I said they were famished for God. Set aside all agendas to come to this revival. By this point, I was there on day 7 and 8, and by this point, people were coming from around the world, flying in from Brazil and Peru and Mexico and Canada and Nicaragua. They were flying in from everywhere to just be with the Lord. And I think Hughes Auditorium holds about 1,500 people. After that morning session, I was able to get in and go across the street to Hughes Auditorium, where the worship was continual. And the people's hearts, I was just aware of God's holiness and my unworthiness. You know, at the very top of Hughes Auditorium, at the altar, it says, holiness unto the Lord. And it was like that was like literally stamped on my heart of a revelation of how holy he truly is and just my unworthiness. And, you know, it's funny, my husband, his love language is not words of affirmation. It's not communication, but that is one of my love languages. And so oftentimes I'll send my husband a text and I'll say, note to self, tell your bride how much you love her today, just to give him a little reminder, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I got there into Hughes Auditorium and I sat down and I opened my Bible, I remember the Holy Spirit so profoundly and so intimately at that moment saying, baby girl, let me tell you how much I love you. It was the most precious time with the Lord. And wow. I knew that the Lord was there to do business with me. And there was a divine appointment for me at the altar waiting for me.
Wow. More with Melissa coming up here on Girl Chat this evening on 102.3 Proclaim FM. I love it.